The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Yud Dalet, the halachas of things that are forbidden because of building or demolishing on Shabbos, Siv Zayin is the bottom of page 240. Chesamos Shebekelim, the seals that you have in vessels, Kigun Shida, Teva Migdala, let's say you have a closet, a type of structure, Shakisha Shalahem, where the covering is Kosher Ben Bechevel, is tied on with a rope. So you could open up, you could untie or to cut it with a knife, or to undo its weave. But Afka King Shir is Chavel. Now, specifically, it's tied like a rope. Something like that. But if it has an opening of wood or of metal, Aslav Kia to continue to have Kof Chaval Manal, will the Shaber, now let it undo it and break it. Why? Because the Bekalim Namashach bin Yigamah Stir Gamur, because by vessels also it applies a full structure and a full demolishing. Metamiza for this reason. Aslav Asad Sir, mean I'll remove the hinges, Shekayim Gonzish, Shekayim Atebis that's behind the closets, the box, and never Mavtech, if the key gets lost. Yesh Matim Bezoi, some permit this. And the breaking of the openings of the boxes, and one can permit it through a non-Jew. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Tes. What does this mean? It's a terminology of closing. That their covering is locked with knots of ropes. So we said, for example, like when you have in these types of closets, containers, where the covering is tied with a rope, you could untie it. Why? It's not a eternal knot. It's made to always untie. So there's no problem about the malacha of mate, the opposite of kosher, on Shabbos. Sivkat and Lamed Aleph. Oy, another option is Lachatka Besaka Mechulu, to cut it with a knife. And Volimika Slicer. It's not called demolishing, breaking. Shundalav Stigli Gemori is because it's not a full fledged Dira. Ben Yasabukhel Mukulama, it's not forbidden in vessels according to everyone. Ashangi Beshvir is Besaka Shalates Batechas. In contrast, what the Mechaba continues further, breaking the lock of wood or metal, the Abbas Stigli Gemori, which is a full fledged breaking. Therefore, v'shayach ha'bekelim, and it's applicable even by vessels. Sivkat lama beis. Oh, lahati kliyaso. Always said you could undo the tie, the weave. And be'alocha and sivches. The b'maskal chesalis. There is actually a prohibition in this option, third option of lahati kliyaso. Now the mechaber continues, says, like we said, davka like a tying of a rope. Something like that, but a lock of wood or metal that would not let a break, because by Kim Mosa has a binyan that's dealing with it. Which for this reason, Sivkat Lamed Gimel, Chabad said, Asur L'Hasa Atzirim, you're not allowed to move the hinges that's behind the box if the key gets lost. Why? Because the Shvira is Pesachas, it's like breaking the lock. Yesh B'Zim Shem Stira, and if it's a problem about breaking, demolishing, B'Chen Amach Zedel Esakli Al Tzira, so some returns the door of a vessel onto its hinge, yes, b'zemesh opinion, you have a problem regarding that of building. And Mechaber, however, said that some permit Sivkat Lamed Aleph b'zu. Why? It's really they hold the l'dama l'shpiras pesach. It's not similar to breaking the opening the lock. Stir guruhi, and therefore it's an inferior malacha of stira. Keep it in tzar l'sh b'shem tov. You don't have to really break anything. According to everyone, you're not allowed to put the hinges connected the lock with nails likely to the vessel, because that would ticket money. That's considered fixing the vessel. That's from the Magid Ram. He says, it seems to me, Pashat, that even the Taz and Sivkar and Ches, that's inclined to say that according to those who are lenient regarding removing the hinges, also to put the door of the vessel on the hinges is permitted, However, he agrees also that to connect the hinges with nails, that would be forbidden, because that's including that you might come to do it b'chayzik, you might push it tightly, that according to everyone, you have a chaz regarding that as brought in the Taz. And this, the Magen Ram concludes, what it means to say is, if a lashon machabe that he writes, that to remove the hinges that's behind the box, some permit, sounds like that removing the hinges itself from the kli is also permitted. And that he writes the reason, because mekalkel, this he writes in the beginning, that you don't have to break anything, that means in the actual vessel itself. And I'll depend on some achrayim that write that the Magen Ram disagrees with this on the Taz, that he permits according to this opinion by putting in the hinges, which he says, according to my humble understanding, it's partial. Magen Ram is not talking about this at all. He's just talking about by being kveya the tzir to the keli, sifkotin lamed hei. Now, breaking the lock, shaltevis, of boxes, or then something as shar kelim, something as other vessels, so mechala brought sifkotin lamed hei, yesh matir. Some permit and some say it's forbidden. So, Sri Lay, the one who permits holds, they enshay Hashem still klabagel. There's no name, there's no title of breaking by your vessels at all. Kamash Brat Elbag, I explained the Siv Av Meshbru. The Yesh Rishem Josef again, that's some Rishem the Holy. That after Machab is awesome with Tchilo. Siv Zaguva, even the Machab himself was saying in this paragraph. Mishvi is Pesach, they're breaking the lock, the Isra that's forbidden. Falach, even so, Hevi Kandasi Yesh Matim, he brings over here the Yesh Matim. They list Magalin Lakal to rely on them to be leaning Akapon Made and Udi, at least through a non Jew. Kamash Mesam Akech, like he goes after that, he persists like this burden, this is. And that's why he says Sifka Lamed Zion. And he says you could permit it ideally through a non-Jew. Now, yes, because those who write the Davka Defs of Ruba specifically by a huge loss, or Shenechba is horrible. It's like he's very overwhelmed to do a mitzvah. And let's say he has the mitzvah locked in that box. The Chol said, now this Otoma B'Shvei Sabesach is breaking the lock. Alavdeicha is Sabesach and Abimache Gadol. But to open it with a knife or with a large needle. Sharia Philadelphia Shalbai is that permitted even with a door of a house? That's not doing anything wrong. Sivches Chaisalis, which is a whole category. Pidush Mini Kalim. You have the types of vessels Shal Tamadim Gregoris of that has in it dates, dried figs. So in my kisha kasha b'chavel, if the covering is tied with a rope. So matzav esayser sharsher esachavel. You can untie or just destroy the weave of the rope, the chains of the rope. The chayta chafel besakin. You can cut even with a knife. Chafel gufan shulchazalas, and even the actual package itself, you could tear. It's very important. This is like the current day packages are all called one of the categories are called chazalas. She calls kamoish shabay goyzer meshkedim. It's like it's just like breaking nuts. Or almonds, could they lead to Eichel Shabbat to get the food that's inside of it? There's no problem about that breaking over there. It says Mishbrua, Sivkat Lamed Ches, Chesalis. What does that mean? These are Kelim Asumi Kabasamarm. They had these vessels that were made out of palm fronds. Come sound like a wicker basket. They would put in these inferior dates to like ripen. So now you have this like sealed, like, you know, package. So Sivkatan Lamatas. So he said, Im Kisu Vihulu, if the covering is tied with a rope. So he said you could tear the rope and even the actual package itself. I said, Bam is the truth, this Kaladin, this whole aloha, Ain Hak the Siv Zion. It's really the same thing as we had in the previous Sif. But Akhir Bishop Sefer, the reason why I'm saying is because the Sefer, Lashmin Tibzaid, meaning we already spoke about tearing the rope. But he was saying, Lashmin Tibzaid, by this, I feel like Gufin Shachazaz Mutalishbar, you let it tear the actual vessel itself, the packaging, Kamish Bifasha Tam. Like he explains the reason. So you've cut mem because it's like Shashay Bragism, it's like breaking nuts. Now, with Avka Hanin, that's specifically here, these Chesolas. Not really bona fide vessels. Like our packaging. Our packaging we have are not like full fledged vessels. They're only made so that the dates should ripen inside of them. Complete gomer, but you're right, a full fledged vessel. The Machab already was said anonymously in the beginning of the Simon, so that's forbidden. Marcella, driven by Paris, now a mat that they stitch on the fruits. Like you have to know about packaging. Like, is it a vessel or is it just something that's holding the food item just as an interim? Which that's the classic modern day shaila regarding breaking packaging to get the food inside. is dependent on this sugya of chasalas. Sif test mutulaf kia velachta kishra shabut. You're allowed to open up and cut the knots of a spit. Where shekrishim betolei ba'ifat slim, that they tie on the lamb or the bird that's roasting. Says mishpurusim cut memaf mutulaf kia b'chulu, because the psikis achut, the undoing of the thread mutubedavatolish is permitted by something that's detached. Can obviously is like we've been saying in this siman. Same mishmalechas machatech. There's no problem by machatech. Machatech is only when you're cutting on a designated spot. Here you're not particular about the actual measurement. Because I'm placing right, and mevakeya eats him lachatikas b'dez. If someone chops wood to large pieces, so isurei hu rak mitzvah sefer. Actually, the prohibition is only from rabbinic law. It's just like a weekday activity. I mean, there's no problem. The wood is not, you're not detaching it from the ground. The Sharati Lamad Hay says, and therefore, it very interesting. If non-Jews force a Jew to chop wood on Shabbos, better that they should chop it into large pieces and not saw it down in small pieces, because for sawing it down, it's chay for toichin, for grinding, like the Ram Lech Mishnah over there. But large pieces is really just because of mundane activity. But if you chop it into small pieces, chay mishnah toichin, you're liable for grinding. When you make something very small pieces, that's like grinding. If they're actually particular about the measurement, then you're liable for machadah, in my large pieces, because you're cutting to exact a specific size. Siv cut membez. That you could cut kishre hashvud v'chulu, the knots of the spit, etc. If you have fruits that's tied or stitched together on a needle, with the hati lada on title after chachot, or to cut the omi on the thread, and you could cut the thread. It's the same type of idea that we're saying. These are not a problem about seiser on Shabbos. Sif yud chesam shebekarka, the seals that's in the ground, locks, seals. Kugandela shalbar, like the door of a pit. Shakash bechabel, that you have a rope that's tied on it. Yechalatir, you can untie it. Lav keshel shakimu, it's not an eternal knot. It's meant to be open. But here, you cannot cut it and untie it. Meaning, not untie, like totally take it apart. Because of demolishing. Now this specific one is made to maintain amanash le'lasib Shabbos, not to remove it on Shabbos. But in asli kaim klal, if it's not meant to last at all, then mutter, then it would be permitted. Thomas said, for this reason, not permit a board, to remove undo a board. Should be similar to the tanner that they put in front of the oven. The sarkanis to the tit, and they cemented there with clay. Shein asli kaim, it's not meant to last, and they'd be allowed to remove it. Says Ramah, but I am El Simon Reish no test. Says Mishpura Sipkan Nemav, but Lafki Bechulu. Here in this case, these seals on the ground, Sipkat Memgimel, that these seals in the ground, you cannot be Mafki Bechaitech because of Stira. Since it's connected to the ground, yes, but Mishum being the steward's a problem about building and demolishing. That's why this case is different. And
therefore, although we said that the previous season that you could untie it, it's not a problem about kosher, but to destroy would be a problem because of stira. Sivkot and memdald. Now, this is davka was made to last with the intention of shalei lasira b'Shabbos, not to remove it on Shabbos. El b'mat Shabbos, only after Shabbos. If he does not intend to remove even much of Shabbos, then even to untie it would be forbidden. Now, that would be a little bit like a permanent knot, says the Primogod Mechadusha Bikvege. But what the Mechabit did say was, but if it was not made to last at all, then actually you would be allowed to destroy that. And for that reason, he says you're allowed to also remove that board that you put in front of the oven, even though you put it with clay, it's because it's not meant to last. Bi'alacha. And the Bermaschel Chesal de Shotmorim. So regarding these packages of the dates and etc. and Mesayis Yishar Shreis Achebel, that that you could demolish the chains of the rope. He says that's the lashon of the Torah, and he explains what the Gemara says about the mafkia. That's a Rashi explaining about that. He says, look at the chadush b'kveiga that remains on this with a tzarachin. And this is the Magid Ram brings that in the mission zayin nim the Rambam, that if someone goes and threads rope, he's chayv for kosher, and if he undoes it, it's chayv for shol because of matter. And even though it's tzayso shalom and aslubnes, it's demolishing not with the intention of building. It's going to be at least a istri abanan because he's demolishing a kesher shakim a permanent knot. Now on Rashi's interpretation of the Torah, there's no question because they're not going to hold like this regarding this like the Rambam. But on the Rambam himself, is difficult. Why they permit over here lafkia to undo it? So it's al neis daiti. According to my humble understanding, says the Be'er Halacha, the Rambam will explain that this is the Gemara says mafkia. That means to undo and to tear. And actually, Dershah 28 brings some Chuvash, I believe, that writes that that's how it seems from the Pirush of Ben Chanan Be'ed of Laman Aleph on the base. And therefore, it's permitted, that because it's not better from this that they're permitted to cut, even with a Kli, and even by a Kli, and it's not Shaykh to say it's forbidden because of the Kareh itself, which is Asim Rabbanan, even with Shalem and Aslitva, without the intention of stitching, because that doesn't apply over here, only by tearing a garment, which it applies Kareh and Aslitva, to tear with the intention of stitching. And therefore the Rabbanu Geizer that even Shalem Nas Litver, which is not the case over here, similar to what's brought in Shabbos of Chaval from the worn out garments of the Kahanim and from the belts that they would light, and from there they would menoyim mafkin. So Rashi explained about what was mafkin that Shaykur they would tear it. Like Rashi explained about it, but to be Saiser, to undo the weaving of the rope, I can tell you actually that's forbidden because that's included in Matir in undoing a Keshakimah, a permanent knot. The maschel avaloy mafkiyah b'chaytich, regarding the case when it's seals in the ground, that you cannot be mafkiyah b'chaytich. He says, look at Rashi Ibn Avlamahim and Aleph, that he holds that it's a gzir drabban, it's not literally seiser. According to the shit, it's over there, that's not necessarily the case. Some of the deer shoes, just number 24, Chaznish is inclined that there's no isser to undo seals of kalim that are tied with a rope, even if it has a keshak and a permanent knot. The reason for this, he writes, is that undoing a knot that's made in a way that's destroying it, because not made only so that you can get what's inside the kli, and the reason why he's undoing the knot and he's not cutting the rope with his hand or a tool is because it's easier for him to untie the knot than to cut the rope. And therefore, this untying is not included in the malacha of matir. However, the Chaznesh is inclined that specifically a knot, that the prohibition of untying is only rabbanan. Then you're allowed to untie it if it's destroying it. For example, let's say the knot of the seals of vessels with the isra of untying is only rabbanan because it's mekalkal destroying. Because a chum will make it in such a situation, but a kesher that's usher to undo it midaraisa, then one would not be able to undo it even in a way that's destroying it. Dishu number 26. These chesalis, these containers that are made not for the purposes of the ripening of the fruits, but rather for some other reason. Let's say just to as a container to hold the pears inside of them. The Prima Galim writes that it does not have the halacha like a kli, but like a shell, rather like a kli. Because after chesalis, which is this whole category that's made so that the dates ripen inside of them, they're considered like just like a shamer, like a protector for the dates, and therefore that's like a shell of a nut and of an almond, and not like a kli. For that reason, it bothers him. Why is the Shulchan Aruch right that's permitted to demolish even the chesalis that are made for the gregers, which are they're already dried, they're full fledged fruits, and that's like basically they're just containing what's inside of it. That should be a problem. And Trubisik is major Trubischel because Yaakov they disagree in the Bibliogram. They write that whatever's not made for the kli only for the purpose of the pears that are inside of it, and that after you eat the pears, you throw the container away. So then it's secondary to the pears and it's considered like a klipa, a peel, a shell of the pears, and it doesn't make a difference what the purpose is that it's made for the pears. For that reason, they permit to open up these, like a can of sardines or something like that, since the norm is to throw it away right away after you eat take out the food item. So the box, it functions only as a purpose for the food that's inside of it, and therefore they're secondary to the food item, and they have a lacha like chasalis, and that's how, similar, like it's like there's a written shubus meh tzitzchok, and that's also opinion of Shlomo Zalman. Dish number 27. So you have these cups of leaven that are or similar types of things that are they're produced in piers, and between them there's these lines, these engraved lines to make it easy to separate them. Shlomo Zalman holds that even though that when you separate one from the other, so it gets cut in a straight line. However, separating them is not a problem about Ezra Mechatech, because your intention is not to separate in necessarily in a straight line. And even though you are separating specifically over there, that's only because that's the easiest place to separate them. And therefore, that's not considered Makbar al-Mid, like your particular, to be the problem of Mechatech. That's how it's written also in Chavis Al-Latsin. Yashiv holds that since the cups are cut in a straight line, and his intention to separate one from the other specifically, that is considered makbid al-mida, and separating them is a problem of machatach. And according to him, is even the problem of makam patash, because like you're making it into a vessel that's usable now. And that's an opinion of Vosner, that since the place of the cut was already has markings and it's easy to separate them, so it's not an isidari. So however, it would still be similar to machatach, and it's asim drabhan. Discuss those later on, Simshon Chabez and Sifkot and Yudches. Now, opening up cans of drinking, soda can, let's say, by taking the tongue on the top and breaking it open, Shlomo Zalman permits for that same reason, because also over there, the one who's opening it doesn't want to open up specifically in that marked place. He's only opening it because that's just the easiest place to open it. Additional reason for this is that you don't have a problem about removing that tongue as an Issa Mechatech. Shlomo Zalman writes, this Issa Mechatech is only when the one who's cutting has an interest in the thing that's being cut. Here he doesn't want the part that's being cut, it's just he wants to have a hole so that the liquid could go out in the best way. Another reason Shlomo Zalman writes is that since you throw the can away right away after you drink from it, so it's secondary to the mashka that's inside of it, and similar to the peel of the mashka. Because since the Issa Mechatech does not apply by food items, as brought later on Simchat Shulchan Chabez, it does not apply here also in the can itself. Another Rabbi Yashiv holds that since when you're opening it, you're creating an opening according to a measurement, it's included Makbid Al-Mida, and if you remove the tongue, you have an Issa Mechatech. Additional discussion on Rabbi Malachim Mechatech, we discuss later on Simchat Shulchan Chabez of Kod Yitches. Dish number 29, the Halacha had said that you only have, by tearing of a garment, that because there, it's applicable kariyav and aslidfer. For this reason, if someone's permitted to soak in water a bottle that you have, let's say, a paper attached to the bottle, like many soda bottles, for the purposes of cooling off the liquid that's inside of it or something like that, even though by through that the paper is going to tear off in the bottle, because since the sticking of the paper on the bottle is not considered a malacha of toifer, so too the tearing off of the paper from the bottle is not considered a malacha of kariyav. Look at what he writes, additional reasons why to permit it. Dish number 30, Chazanish writes, a different reason than the Bir Halacha, why the Rabbanu Geyser, when it's applicable Amnas Litvers, to even when it's not, but when it's not, when you don't have Amnas Litver, it wouldn't apply. A different reason for this, he says that you don't have, when you tear the Chesalis, a problem of Kareyad, because since it's not you're not tearing only to get to what's inside of the Chesalis, the tearing is considered like a tearing of destruction, which is not a problem. Dish number 31, Chaznish writes that even according to the opinion of the Rambam, it's permitted to untie the rope of the chesalis, because it's done in a way that's destroying the rope, because the purpose of untying the knot is to get to the dates, and the reason that is untying the knot and not just cutting the rope or the sand or the tool, it's because it's the easiest for him to do that than to cutting it. Therefore, untying the rope, the weave, is not included in the malacha of matter.